to the Mahadeya, the English Dhamma discussion, telecast by the Buddhist TV, the pioneer Buddhist television network in Sri Lanka. So I think most of our viewers know that today's discussion will be the continuation of the discussion we had last week with Professor Ravi Koggalage. And to introduce Professor Ravi Koggalage to you, he is the former Vice Chancellor Academic of Sir John Kothalawala Defence University. He's an engineer, a meditation teacher with overseas experience. Sir, we warmly welcome you to, I could call it part two of last time's discussion. And we were talking about Kayanupassana. So, whilst talking about Kayanupassana, we came into a very interesting point. But before we continue from that point onwards, I would like to brief our viewers a bit about what we spoke last time.
Yes, Kayanupassana. So, why we need to practice Kayanupassana? The purpose is to see the true nature of rupa, or the kaya, right? Kaya in the sense it can be our physical body, outside bodies, or other rupas. So they can be internal rupa or the external, ajjatta, bahidda. So that's why in Kayanupassana, initially it says, iti ajjattangva kaya kayanupassi viharati. So this is internal rupa. Then iti bahiddhava kaya kayanupassi viharati. These are external rupa. Right? So you have to contemplate on both. So they consists whole world. Right? Including yourself.
Okay.
Right? Ajjatta and bahiddha is the complete thing. So iti ajjattangva kaya kayanupassi viharati, bahiddhava kaya kayanupassi viharati. Then when you progress along Kayanupassana, there's a time you can practice both together. Iti ajjatta bahittava kaya kayanupassi viharati. So this is according to the Satipatthana Sutta, Kayanupassana. So purpose of Kayanupassana, one should know before practicing it. Purpose is to see the true nature of rupa. Rupaya pirisinda dakin. Why we need to see the true nature? Because the present knowledge about rupa, that is worldly level, it is not the truth.
Yeah.
Right?
And we should not be deceived.
Yes. But we have to accept presently we are deceived.
And like the dog, our usual example.
Yes, yes.
Like the dog who barks at his own reflection.
In the water.
Yeah.
Yes. So, when we believe there's a rupa existing, that is rupa upadana skanda. And Buddha has mentioned this, the dukkha. So, in order to get rid of that dukkha,
suffering,
the method is the Kayanupassana technique.
Okay.
Right? So, that's why we talking about rupa and also the Kayanupassana, right? How to get the correct understanding or the true nature of the rupa? One needs to practice Kayanupassana. There's no other way. There's no shortcuts here. So the Satara Satipatthana is the only path, right? Towards Nibbana.
Okay. Any of the Satipatthana, not only Kayanupassana, but maybe Chittanupassana, Dhammanupassana, Vedananupassana.
According to any suttas, it is all four.
Right. All four?
Yes. Satara Satipatthana.
All right.
Four foundations of mindfulness.
Okay.
Right? When you get to know about these, you realize the importance of each of them. Right?
Sure.
Because without seeing the true nature of rupa, I don't think you can go to other levels. Right? First you have to overcome the rupa. The the deluded rupa. Due to delusion, what we believe. Right? So there are many different wrong views about rupa. So worldly level views are, even last program we discussed briefly. Right? We believe about physical rupa. So scientific way we study about these things and like composition of the rupa, nature of the rupa and so on. Right? And according to Buddhism also, worldly level, there are certain meditation techniques you have to practice. You must practice. Right? Even they are giving you worldly level of knowledge, still you are supposed to practice. Why? Because then only your mind is prepared to go to the next stage, the lokottara level, supramundane level. Right? So don't forget, even I say, by just practicing these meditation, like 32 parts of the body, or the dhatu manasikara, the patavyapotejo vayo, those meditation techniques, initially they are in the worldly level. You won't get lokottara jnana, supramundane knowledge. You get only laukika, or the worldly level jnana. Right? They are also important. You need to have those to go beyond that. So these meditation techniques are to go beyond worldly concepts.
Okay.
But we have to start with where we are.
Of course.
So we are still in this world, or the karma bhumi, karma avachara level. We believe our six senses and whatever we see, they are existing and so on. Right? But Buddha has mentioned that is not the reality or the true nature. To see the true nature, you need to develop your wisdom, the prajna. How to develop wisdom? You have to practice kaya upasana in order to see the true nature of the rupa. Right? But as you mentioned, only by kaya upasana can you achieve magapala. The when you practice one satipatthana, there is a tendency of developing other satipatthanas as well. You have to keep that also in mind. But main purpose of kayanupassana is to see the true nature of rupa. Rupa pirisinda dakin. Right? Reality, the atta ati hati. Right?
Seeing matter or rupa in its true form.
Yes.
Or as it is.
As it is. As it is, in the sense whether there's a Buddha appeared or not. It's the worldly nature. But unfortunately, we don't realize the true nature. We don't see, because our prajna is at very lower level. Unless we practice this path. Right? Compared to arahanto, magapala, even the sovan person. Right? Worldly people, the prutakjana level is very low. Right? But we have to start where we are. That's why initially we accept, okay, rupa are there. This is the world. Internal our body and external rupa. Collection of everything is the world. Right? So initially we have to start with this, but remember Buddha has mentioned you have to see the world not externally, but within this fathom long body in Rohitasa Sutta. Right? However, to come to that point, we have to start with the internal body as well as external world, external rupa. That's why iti ajjattam akaya kayana passe vihirati iti bahiddhava akaya kayana passe vihirati, then iti ajjatta bahiddhava akaya kayana passe vihirati. That is one way. Then the second one is samudaya dhammanupassīva kāyanupasmin viharati, arise in nature. Vaya dhammanupassīva kāyasmin viharati, cessation.
Mm-hmm.
Then the samudaya vaya dhammanupassīva kāya kāyanupassī viharati, both together, mm-hmm. right? Then in this Satipatthana Sutta itself, mention further, what are the results when you are doing this? This helps you future wisdom, kind of knowledge,
mm-hmm.
you'll get. What's the true nature of rupa? Okay. Now, final one is, there are middle parts as well, finally it says, nacha kinchi loke upadhyati. Nacha kinchi. There's nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah. Nacha kinchi loke is the rupa. Upadhyati.
Rising?
No. Upadhyati is the, you get hold of the, you know, upadana.
Okay. Right. Attached.
There's nothing
to be
attached.
Okay, there's nothing to be
that
attached.
That is the final realization of rupa. But worldly level, when we say nothing, it is...
You only, don't really get it.
Only another wrong view.
Yeah.
If you say nothing existing, that is not the realization. Okay? I'll come to that. Because we have mentioned there are wrong views. The sāsvata and ucceda existing, nothing existing, ucceda. So you have to be careful not to fall into this nothingness. That is, it is also a wrong view. If we say nothing, there's nothing existing. Right?
It's just that there's nothing to be attached.
Nothing to be attached as we are in now.
Okay.
So, I'll try to explain
it. Yeah, let's take it little
later.
By little.
Yeah, little by little. We have to go step by step. So, nacha kinchi loke upadhyati. This should be the results of kāyanupassana.
Mm-hmm.
So, one has to practice until that level. Kāyanupassana. Mm-hmm. Since you have, because I know, some used to start with other Satipatthanas.
Mm-hmm.
But unless you see the true nature of rupa,
mm-hmm.
if you see true nature of rupa, that is the anagami level. You won't come back to this world, rupa world again. Na agami.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a possibility of going up to that level also, right? So, that is why how deep this is and how much you have to practice kāyanupassana in order to see the reality or the true nature of this world or the rupa, okay, the kāya. Now, it is better to know the wrong views as well, because very easily we can fall into this.
Yes. At least we should know that they are wrong.
Yes.
So it's important. Yeah.
For example, nothingness.
Mm.
So the uccedavada, nothing existing. There's a terms like sunyatavada,
nihilism, yes,
and so on. So it's better to have kind of idea what they are. Because very easily, when we're trying to get rid of one drushti, we'll fall into another
drushti
without
wheel.
Our knowledge. Mm-hmm. Right? So, this now...
So, it's better to be open-minded without making haste decisions to embrace a particular belief, I suppose.
Yes, yes. Because these lokottara things, there's no way to even, you know, get an idea what kind of this. unless you develop your own mind.
Exactly. Not within this level of intelligence.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Unless you practice this.
And expand your scope of understanding.
Yes, practice this vipassana meditation according to Buddha's teachings. Not as we define vipassana.
True.
But according to this Tripitaka, you can find those things. So that's why I am referring these suttas.
Mm-hmm.
When you practice this, only you develop your wisdom, the prajna. True prajna, only you can see the true nature.
Mm-hmm.
Because now we are again with worldly level concepts.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So worldly level, there's a very deep sutta. It is in the Majjhima Nikaya, first sutta, called Mula Paryaya Sutta.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a very deep one because it says about these four elements. Satra Mahadhatu, Pataving Patavito Manyati. Those who do not heard or realize Dhamma.
Mm-hmm.
That is the Pratajana level, right, or the worldly level.
Mm-hmm.
They think Patavi as Patavi. Pataving Patavito Manyati.
Mm-hmm.
Manyanara is you think something existing. For example, the dog example, dog peep into water, right? We know it sees only its own reflection.
Yeah.
But what dog believe is
that there's another dog in water.
Yes, there's another dog existing in the water.
Mm.
So it's a kind of manyana.
Mm-hmm.
You got the idea?
Yeah.
So it's not the reality, but it strongly believe this is. Okay?
Yeah.
It's another term is prapancha. Mm-hmm. Right? Very similar term, prapancha. Now, this Mula Paryaya Sutta says, Pataving Patavito Manyat. So you accept it as Patavi. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But those who are in the path, the Shekha, that means Sakadagami, Anagami, and so on, but not yet Arahant. Right?
Mm-hmm.
They see it differently. See, so in the sense, there's a Pali term, the Pataving Patavito, Ma Manyati.
Mm-hmm.
First one Manyati, then Ma Manyati. Then Arahants and Buddha, Na Manyati. Na means the opposite. Right? Manyanakaran Na. Na manyati.
Which means does not strongly believe.
No, they do not even take it.
Okay.
It is not existing for them. Na manyati. For example, when dog peeping into water, there's some manya. Let's say our level.
What is exactly the meaning of manyati?
Manyanara is you strongly believe, but it is not the reality.
Okay, fine. Okay. Now it's
so clear. Now dog strongly believe there's another dog.
Mm.
Right?
But it's not true.
It's not true. So dog may practice the same meditation like that dog consists of these 32 parts or Rupa Kalapa, the Pataviya Putejo Vayu. Now you see something imaginary, but it strongly believe it is existing.
Mm-hmm.
So, when you practice worldly level meditation, you may think there's no dog, but it's Rupa Kalapa, collection of Rupa Kalapa.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it's a kind of delusion, no?
Yes.
So that is where this manyana concept.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It is not the reality, but you used to believe.
Okay.
So prutakjanas, they manyati. Patavim patavito manyati. The dog think there's a the solid nature there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Patavi. So it is a kind of manjana.
Mm-hmm.
Then those who are trying to see the truth in the path, they are known as shekha, the persons in the magga phala, but not completely realize the truth. So they know it appeared like it is existing, mm-hmm. but the reality is not that. So they are trying to develop their wisdom to see the reality.
Mm-hmm.
So manyati, but they know it is wrong. So they are trying, put in an effort to get rid of that.
Mm-hmm.
So that is ma manyati. Then arahant's level or Buddha's level, na manyati. That example, like dog's example, now our case, we never think there's dog or even the Patavyapoti.
Yeah.
Yes, we have realized
that it's a reflection.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like that arahants, they are not appearing, you know.
Hmm.
So, na manyati.
Okay.
There's nothing to, you know, manyana
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. Right?
Okay.
Now, we believe, we in the sense, when we practice meditation and so on, you might believe there's nothing called rupa, but they are collection of rupa kalapa, or the four elements everywhere. Whether it is internal or external, it is just four elements. What are the four elements? Patavi, apo, tejo, vayu. Solidity, liquidity, motion and heat. Right? But even if you realize that pataving patavito manyati, that means you accepted the patavi.
Okay.
Right?
As it is.
As it is.
Okay.
You strongly believe patavi is existing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Like dog might practice meditation like us. It is four elements and so on. Dhatu manasikara. There's no dog, but it is collection of patavyapoti
jovayu. Yeah. It is just an example. Otherwise, those who switch on the TV now will say that Professor Ravi said that dogs can practice meditation.
Well, this is a simile.
Yeah. That's what I just said.
But
yeah.
It's a very strong simile to check what we are doing.
Yes.
Just by doing this, whether we are able to realize the truth.
Hmm.
Right? Yes, we blindly practice certain meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes because of your teachers, without investigating what's in the Dhamma. Alright?
Hmm.
So, that's why we have to clearly understand this. If you have proper knowledge, it's easy to get results. Otherwise, you are blindly walking. You don't know where you are heading. Right? That's why this Satipatthana, the Kaya Anupassana section, last parts are very important after each meditation techniques.
Okay.
Ajyat, iti ajyattang kaya kayan pasi virati, bahiddhava kaya kayan pasi virati, ajyatta bahiddhava kaya kayan pasi virati. One part. The second one is samudaya passanuva kayasmin virati, vayadamma anupassiva kayasmin virati.
Uh-huh.
Right? Arising and passing away. Then samudaya vayadamma anupassiva kayasmin virati. Then the last part I mentioned, result of this would be the nachakinchi loke upadit. If there's something called rupa, it won't exist for you to
get attached.
Right? Nachakinchi loke upadit. That is the situation. Na manyati. If you do manyana about rupa, then there's something to get attached or get aversion. Like the dog,
mm-hmm.
there's something to get angry. Right?
Yeah.
So it doesn't know this is a creation of its own mind, and due to its own delusion, avijja and moha, it believes such a thing and got angry because of that, right? So same applicable to us as well.
Yeah,
we believe rupa existing and we get attached or averse, right? So lobha and dvesha, right? But we don't know this the lobha or moha arise, lobha or dvesha arise due to moha, not knowing the reality, right? Due to avijja. So the purpose of meditation is to get rid of our avijja, the moha, delusion. Okay? Now, before go to that, the same sutta, Mula Pariyaya Sutta, if you read the Attakatha, there's a very good section. So, Patavim Patavito Manyati. Who? The Prutakjana level. Not the Shekha or the Arahant. Right? Putakjana level, patavim patavito manyati. There are four different ways you may accept patavi as patavi. Four different categories.
And what's right? that?
Yeah. First I mentioned Pali terms, then later on we'll try to explain.
Please.
Yeah. These are sammuti patavi.
Okay.
Then lakkhana patavi. Arammana patavi. And the sasambara patavi, right? Sammuti patavi, lakkhana patavi, arammana patavi, sasambara patavi. I mentioned in not in the same order, this way it is easy to explain.
Okay.
So there are four different categories to whom those who manyati, patavim patavito manyati, the prutakjana level. So we can see whether we are in any of these, about these four elements, our view about four elements. Okay? Now, sammuti patavi is, it's very easy to understand, sammuti, conventional. Right? Four elements are like, patavi is the earth, then the apur is the water. Tejara is the fire and the vayura is the wind. Those are sammuti. Patavi, apo, tejo, vayu. The sammuti. Right? That is understandable, no?
Yeah.
Right. That is one kind of explanation about four elements.
Okay.
Sometimes those who meditate, they use this. Patavi. The polar, no, the Prithvi element.
Earth
element.
Okay.
Right? Fire element. Like that. So, there are some...
That's Kasina. Is that... No, that's...
Kasina is a different thing. Of course, you can use any of these elements as Kasina. That is also useful anyway.
Yeah.
Kasina... when I try to explain
that's
another category.
That's not vipassana. It's not vipassana. Kasina comes under...
Well, samatha, it is a kind of samatha technique. Kasina bhavana. Patavi kasina. Tejo kasina.
Yeah, I just remembered it as you said.
It's good because it is useful for explaining this.
Ah, okay.
Yes. There's something called kasina mandala you create externally and you, in that meditation, initially you watch that carefully and keep your focus, then later on close your eyes and try to
give
see that kasina image in your mind, right? That's the practicing
technique.
Way.
Yeah.
So I'll use this to explain the other one, the arammana patavi.
Okay, that's arammana patavi.
Yes. So externally, you have external patavi kasina, but later on, even when you close your eyes, you can see the Patavikasina, but it is not the physical one.
It is your memory.
Yeah.
Arammana.
Yeah, it is known as Arammana. So this is another category of Patavi.
Okay.
So Sammuti Patavi, Arammana Patavi. So I have explained two now. Okay. Sammuti Patavi, Arammana Patavi. Then the third category is Lakkhana Patavi. Lakkhana is Lakshana, the Gatiya.
The features.
Patavir is the Tada Gatiya. When you
solidity.
Touch. Solidity. Solidity, nature.
Okay.
It is not belongs to the external thing, but you feel it.
Yeah.
The Lakkhana. Right? Rasne Gatiya, Tejo Patavi. Right? So, through our senses.
Element of heat, whatever we can feel through other senses.
Whatever we can feel through our senses. Right? So, that is Lakkhana Patavi. Like Lakkhana Apo, Lakkhana Tejo, Lakkhana Vayu. Right?
Yeah.
So sometimes we start with Sammuti Patavi Apo Tejo Vayu and then come to Lakkhana Patavi Apo Tejo by practicing meditation. Okay?
Yeah.
But still, important point is you are still in the Pruthakjana level with Manyana. Patavim Patavito Manyati.
Yeah.
Right? That's why these are very useful. Whatever in Dhamma. So, I have explained three categories now. Sammuti Patavi,
Arammana Patavi, and Lakkhana Patavi.
Fourth one is the Sasambahara Patavi. Sasambahara Patavi is when you see something. Now, let's say this flower or something. Now, colors, our eyes can see only colors, no? But
colors,
you know,
and shapes.
Yes, colors and shape. Where are they? So we used to believe there should be something for those. So they are known as Sasambahara. Right? So these colors not in other places, no? So there's a some kind of you
comparison?
Know, some kind of physical thing, property to have this color. So it is something existing outside. So they are again the Pataviya Pratyajo, the Sasambar. Right? This color exists in there. So we used to think something is there, physical matter is there to have that color.
Okay, right.
Got the idea?
Yes, got it.
Yeah. So, if you light up a torch into empty space, you won't see the light, no?
Yeah.
But when there's something, you notice. So, that is Sasambahara. Got the idea?
Yes.
So, still you get the idea or belief. There's something physically existing in that place, right? That is known as the Sasambahara Patavi. So, all four elements, Patavi, Apo, Tejo, Vayu, we might think it as Sammuti or the, what are the others? Arammana,
Lakkhana,
or the Sasambara. So, these are the four categories we may fall into.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, this knowledge also, I think, very useful, those who are practicing meditation. So, if you are in any of these things, again, you have to know, you have done Patavim Patavito Manyati. But Arahant's level is Na Manyati. So, if you wish to achieve that level, the Ma Manyati. You know you have Manyana, but you have to get rid of that. They are, for that, there are vipassana techniques or the satara satipatthana. Remember I mentioned the ultimate result, final result of kayanupassana is to get rid of rupa. Whatever you manyati, you can become up to na manyati level. So patavim patavito manyati. This mula pariyaya sutta is very important and it's very deep, very hard to understand as well if you are still in the worldly level. So if you hear Dhamma and get idea of this supramundane, the Sammaditti, supramundane Sammaditti, you can get kind of idea.
Uh-huh.
What would be the, you know, Arahant's level about physical matter, right? What would be kind of situation when we practice Kaya Anupassana up to a level Nachakinchi Loke Upadhyati. This Rupa world
has nothing to be attached.
Nothing to be attached. Attached in the sense even believe they are existing. Sometimes you may think, okay, Patavyapote Jovayo there,
but I'm not attached.
I'm not attached. But when you say you are,
I exist and the object exists.
That's right, exactly.
Okay. So even without that.
Yes, there's a possibility of escaping or eradicating that belief.
Mm.
Okay. But just by arguing no knowledge level, you can't do that.
You have to have experience
in
meditation.
You have to practice Kaya Anupassana.
Yeah.
Right? So Kaya Anupassana starts with worldly level.
Yeah.
Then little by little you can switch to Lokottara side. Right? To see the Lokottara side, Buddha has helped us, you know. He has explained how to do that. You can see as skandhas, ayatanas, dhatu, like that.
Mm-hmm.
So ayatana wise, if you see, so skandha wise, probably rupa, vedana, sanya, sankara, vinyana, panchupadana, skandha.
Mm-hmm.
Then the how do you get to know about this panchupadana skandha? When you see this, how do you see that? Using your eye sensor, the chakka ayatana. Or the sota ayatana. We hear something and get to know about rupa.
Okay.
So, ayatana wise you can contemplate. So, how do we get to know about this flower? Because we can see it. Or we can touch it. So, ayatanas. Chakka ayatana or kaya ayatana. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we initially get a signal from Chakkayatana, then we use our Manayatana to think about it. Right? Then we believe there's something to experience outside.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, if you see this flower, or if you see fire outside,
mm-hmm.
we then think the Patavi Apotejo Vayo nature of that. We think that place is very hot.
Okay.
Right? But can your eye experience that Tejo nature, the heat?
No.
No. So how do you know then that place is very hot?
Because
so these are the things we have to analyze and see through Vipassana.
Yeah.
Right? What ayatanas involved in this knowledge,
mm-hmm.
and whether it is the truth or the whether we are deluded using ayatanas, right? So that's why this ayatana bhavana is there. So Buddha has mentioned, like rupa pirisinda dakinna, you have to see the salayatana also. Salayatana pirisinda dakinna. Chakkum bhikkave janam passam yathabhutam. Yathabhuta is the true nature, the reality. So you have to know and see the Yathabhuta nature. What is our eye, how it is working, right? What kind of delusion it can give us, right? So those who are practicing these, I may give some more hints. For example, our eye, we have talked about this gochara rupa, no?
Eye. Yes.
The gochara rupa is the color for the eye.
Yeah.
Right. Now, rupa, those who know abhidhamma, you know, there are 28 rupas.
Mm-hmm.
Atavisi rupa.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The four elements, you know about the suddha ashtaka. Four elements, patavya, potejo, vayo, then varna, gandha, rasa, oja, the upadaya rupa. So, eye is sensitive only for varna rupa. when you see something, the chakkhayatana can sense only varna. For example, the sotayatana can sense only sounds, nothing else.
Yeah.
Right? So, when you use your eye to see something, the possibility is seeing the varna rupa only. But we know more than that. For example, when we see fire, we know tejo dhatu. Right?
Yeah.
When you see something solid, something, this table or something, we know the solidity nature.
Yeah.
Apu. We get to know about it. But our eye sensitive only the color,
yeah,
the varna rupa. But we think we got to know about all 28 rupas. But eye is not sensitive all other 27 rupas. So you have to contemplate and see from where we got the other knowledge. So it must be
experience
through your mind, sensor,
yes.
Not through the eye sensor. So all other things are creations of our mind. All other things about the rupas are creations of our mind. Whatever our mind told us. Eye is sensitive only for the color. So this is something you may use to, you know, when practice meditation, what kind of the experience or idea or realization you get when you practice kaya anupassana. Right? The rupa. So kaya anupassana ultimate aim is to nachakinchi loke upadhyati. So for that you need to hear dhamma and get your sammaditti. That's why atapi sampajano satima, the sampajana part is important. Even without hearing the Buddhism, one can practice kaya anupassana, but without sampajana. So they won't realize any kind of madhapada.
Yeah.
So that's why we need to investigate and, you know, hear dhamma and
investigate rather practice a lot. This discussion, I think, has come to a point where Professor explained the supramundane level, and now probably it has become information for us, and it is something that we should actually put into practice and understand. So we invite all of you to, you know, we encourage all of you to practice meditation, especially the kaya anupassana to begin with, in vipassana meditation, and experience, and later on, until you see for yourself, there is actually nothing to be attached. There's nothing to be attached. If you want to comment or if you want to ask any questions, you can email Professor
koggalage@yahoo.com.
And the website quickly.
Yes, yes. It is ravi.harimaga.com. ravi.harimaga.com.
Yes.
And our regular sessions are in Nugegoda Subhadra Rame every Saturday from 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Yes. And also you can write to us, the producer, Mahadeya, the Buddhist TV, Sri Sambodhi Vihara, R.G. Sena Nayaka Mavata, Colombo 7. So thank you, viewers, for being with us. And we hope we have lit a light in your lives. Let us meet the next Monday with yet another fruitful program. Thank you. May the most noble triple gem bless you.